Parshas Hazinu. First pasuk starts off Hazinu Hashemayim Vadaberu. Hey, you should listen, give ear, the Shemayim, and I will speak to you. The Sishma Oretz Imrefi, and the earth should listen to Imrefi, to the words of my mouth. Now, this parsha of Hazinu is really called the Shira that the parsha before in Vayelech. The pasuk said Viata Kisvu Lochem Es Hashira Hazois. That you should write down now the Shirom, the Lamda as Bnei Yisrael, and Tzimu Befiyim Lamantiyuli Hashira Hazois, Liyed Bnei Yisrael. That this Shira should be for witness to Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi before brought down that Hashira Hazois means Hazinu Hashemayim, Ad Vechit Rad Mosa Imoy. That even though from this Pasuk we learn out the Mitzvah Sasei to write a Sefer Torah, that's Kisvu Lachem as Hashira Hazois, we learn out it means to write the whole Sefer Torah. But what the pasuk really means is that you should write down the shira, the parsha of Hazinu. And the Mefarshim say that the pshat is the Hazinu is a very, very important part of the Torah. It's the ikkah of the Torah. And therefore, when it says that it puts the mitzvah of writing down the whole Sefer Torah, it puts it down in the lashon of kisu lachem es hashira hazois. The main thing is to write down the shira. Klal Yisrael should know it very well. But just like the pasuk ends off, when Moshe did it, it says. That since Moshe Rabbeinu went to write down the Shira, he already wrote it complete. He put the whole Sefer Torah down together. And really, as the Pasuk said before, then by Yelech it said, when bad things are going to happen to Klal Yisrael, they should read this Shira in front of them. So Rashi says, "Once Hashira means shisrisi boy b'seicha, akol amaytzoi soisin, that I warned you already about everything that's going to happen to you." In other words, the inyan of this inyan of Hazinu, this Shira is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu goes through the history of Klal Yisrael from the beginning until the end, until what's going to be afilu ad yemaisa Mashiach, everything that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. Like to know the Hashkochas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, He made us an Am Yisrael, He brought us into Eretz Yisrael, and when we do the mitzvahs, we'll live in Eretz Yisrael, and when we don't do the mitzvahs, we'll be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. As if to say, even when bad things happen to us, we can't complain to have any tainas against Hashem. Everything says in the Shira exactly why it happens, the reason why Hashem is doing it to us, and when we do the mitzvahs, when we're Mekayim the Torah, that's what will be b'sholem and b'shalva in Eretz Yisrael, where we should be. Now the pasuk also said, pasuk chavov was at the end of Vayelech, that lekoyach es a sefer Torah hazeh. You take this sefer Torah v'samtem oisoi mitzad aroin bris Hashem lekechem hoyisham b'chol yed. Take this one sefer Torah and put it on the side of the urine. And the Medrash says over here in this pasuk that b'yosi yoim. Shel Shiva Biyadu. It's the last day Moshe was alive. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu Kosav Yud Gimel Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu that day wrote 13 Sefer Torahs. The Shnei Moshe Shvatim, he wrote 12 for a different Shvatim. The Koral Choshevet Veshevet Vechichon Veziron Ala Torah. He read the Sefer Torah to every single Shevet and warned them and told them to be careful to be Mekayim the Torah. The mitzvahs that when they gave it to the men, he told separately to the men, and to the women he told separately. And then one sefer he put on the side of this sefer. So the kids of Moshe Rabbeinu's last day of his life, he wrote 13 different sefer Torahs and gave them out. To warn Klal Yisrael to make sure to be Mekayim the Torah. Now the Rabbeinu Bechaya says in the beginning of this Parsha of Hazinu here that these last few Parshas, Moshe Rabbeinu said them all the last day of his life on Zayin Badr. That's when he wrote the Parsha of Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim, Hayoim. Hayoim means his last day of his life. Then Vayelech. Then he wrote the whole Parsha of Hazinu. And then he wrote Zayis HaBrocha. All this Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last day of his life. As if to say now he's warning Klal Yisrael, he's giving them the last Rechocha to make sure that with this they'll be able to go through the rest of the life and the rest of the world, like we said, Hazinu starts off with the beginning and ends off with Yemais HaMashiach. And just for a little Hakdomo, Rabbeinu Bechai explains that the meaning of this shir is like this, that at the beginning, so it says, Pahanchil Elyon Goyim Kloima, Shinchil Elyon Es Umois Vefridim L'Lushoinom, Loibocha V'Chalkoi, Mikulam Kim Yisroel. That at the beginning, of course, Baruch created all the nations, and he only chose Klai Yisroel, Zel Kichelak Hashem Amoi, Kimotzim B'derech HaMidbar, Mokam Toyi V'Lilo Yistanim, V'Neyana, that Kosh Baruch Hu found us in the Midbar, and he protected us, and did all the chasodim that Hashem brought us through the Midbar. And then the Pesukim said that we forgot this, and we did Averis, and Tzuyilot Choteshi, Yakniyeyu Bezorim, and because of the Averis that we did, that the Goyim came, and brought Tzaras upon us, but the end it says, Lomnam Nosadu Linokim Yerushoyim, that Kosh Baruch will take back Nekama from the Rishoyim to give them back the punishment what they deserve. And the Yosra Kodesh Baruch Shikach Mem Din Amoy. And Zel, that's what the end of the Shirat says, Ki Yodin Hashem Amoy. V'yizkul Hem Midas Rachmim. V'mizeh Koran Amoy V'yavod. Shrei Ad Ato Hayu Avdi Yishmel V'keid. Before they were doing worship in the Goyim. V'yomaru Ato Ki Ani Hashem Ani Hu. Ki Ad Kan Hayu Divrei Moshe. It's up until now Moshe Rabbeinu was talking. Like telling Klai Yisrael the whole history of what's going to happen. V'yato at the end of the Shirat is Yedabra Hashem. Then HaKadosh Baruch himself is talking. V'yavtiachu b'yatzmoi v'yatoch ha'gula ha'asida. HaKadosh Baruch himself is telling us that in Mitzvah Hashem there'll be the comes Yemais HaMashiach. V'nishpa le HaKadosh Baruch swore about this. And Zel, that's what the Pasuk says at the end. Ki eso el shemayim yodai. I'll lift up to the shemayim my hands lift to make a shvua. That HaKadosh Baruch will in Mitzvah Hashem at the end bring the gula shleima. And that's the way the shir ends off. That v'yoma v'chip radmos yama kleinar. At the end of Yah Kapora Shleima for the Klai Yisrael and for the people that are living in Eretz Yisrael. Now the first Rashi brings down Hazinu Hashemayim. Rashi says, Shani Masra B'hem B'Yisrael. I am warning Klai Yisrael. V'siyedim Badovran. I want to have Edim, there should be Edim here. Shekachamati L'hem Sha'atem Tiyu Edim. That the Shemayim and Doret, they should be Edim that I'm warning Klai Yisrael. And v'chein v'sish morot, he says, so Rashi explains, v'lo mahayid b'em shemayim boretz, why did Moshe Rabbeinu make the Edom here, the witnesses, the shemayim and boretz, is on Moshe said like this, ani boss of Adam, l'mocher ani meis, Moshe Rabbeinu knew this is the last day of his life, his tomorrow is going to be meis, im yom li yisro loy kibalnu aleinu abris, mi bo machishim, if later times, Klai Yisrael won't accept upon them the bris, they won't be mekayim the Torah, who's going to come and tell them they're not doing it? The figure chayz them shemayim v'oretz. Therefore, I'm making witnesses the shemayim and v'oretz. Edim shein kayom leilam. These edim, the shemayim v'oretz, they'll always be here. That's one shot. Then Rashi says, v'yoid, shem yizchu yavoyu edim v'yit mischorim. If Klai Yisrael does do the mitzvahs, then the shemayim will give the schar. Hagefen teyapir yavoretz titen yavula. V'ashemayim yitem talam. In other words, then the Shemayim Boretz will produce. There'll be produce from the ground. There'll be rain from the Shemayim. What about the Mishaivu? Let's say Klai Yisrael doesn't do the Torah, doesn't do the mitzvahs. Tiyadem Yad Reitim Tchila. Then they'll have the punishment first. The Yotzeres HaShemayim Lo Yiyamoto V'adom Lo Titin Heshivula. There won't be any rain. There won't be any produce growing from the ground. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu made Edus to Shemayim Boretz if the same. They themselves will come and give us the einish if we don't, and give us the reward if we do. This is Rashi's second pshat. The question is, what is Rashi's first pshat? That he says, I'm making edim here, the Shemayim Boretz, since they'll always be around. But I call upon him, how can they say edis? What is the edis of the Shemayim Boretz, if not for the second pshat that Rashi says, that they'll come and give us the schar and give us the reward? Like, how else would they be edim telling us if we do something wrong? And the pshat is, like Rashi always brings down, that Yom HaShishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight with Ma'aseh Bereishis. I'm creating the world. But the world will only be in existence if Klai Yisrael is Mekabel the Torah, and if they're Mekayim the Torah. Like it's brought down, if Lenny be 1 second of the world, that there be nobody learning the Torah, nobody doing any mitzvahs, the world will turn back to be Toyo Vavo. In other words, because we do the mitzvahs, that the world is in existence. The Shemayim, the Shemesh, comes out because we are doing the mitzvahs. And really, Rav Aaron Zatzal, Rav Shiva Zatzal, used to say that's pshat in the first mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, that in Siman Aleph it says, Yizgave kari lamad baboika lavoides boiroi. You should get up in the morning strong like a lion to do avoides Hashem. And the mechaber says, Shehehu mo'iru ha-shachar. You should be like waking up the shachar, the morning star. So you used to say, what do you mean you should wake it up? Shehehu mo'iru ha-shachar. You should wake up the morning star. And he used to say, yes. The reason why the morning star, the reason why the sun is going to come out today is because Klal Yisrael are doing mitzvahs. So Mel, if you get up early in the morning and you start to do mitzvahs early in the morning, that gives a koyach sheyim oir ha-shachar. You are waking up the morning star. You're waking up the sun. It's because we do the mitzvahs that the sun is in existence. So it comes out the mere fact there is a sun in existence, that's also aidus, a proof that Klal Yisrael is doing the mitzvahs. Because they wouldn't be doing the Torah at all. Right away, the world will go back to be Toyu Vavo, there wouldn't be a world. The Rabbeinu Bechai explains here that a person is made out of a nefesh and a guf. His guf comes from this world, from the Yoritz. His nefesh, his neshama, comes from Shemayim. So if Moshe Rabbeinu now was warning us to be careful to use our both of them. Ha'azinu ha'ashemayim v'adabeiro. He was talking to the Shemayim, and I'm listen to me. In other words, we have to realize that our neshama comes from Shemayim. That's the makor where we come from. The sishmarat zimrefi. Even though we're on this world right now, our guf is on this world, we have to do the mitzvahs on this world, but we have to work together. Our neshama and our guf have to work together. Like the makor of everything comes from Shemayim. That's where neshama comes from, and that's where neshama and mitzvah will go back to. And really, the thing that keeps it together, the Shemayim and Doret, that's the Torah. The Taryag mitzvahs. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is now coming to warn Klal Yisrael to be Mekayim, the Taryag Mitzvahs. Like we know, the Torah, that's what keeps our Neshama, that's what keeps our Guf together, that's what keeps us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah came in HaShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it down to this world. So even on this world, we could do things like the Pasuk says, Kimei HaShemayim Al Oretz. Supposed to have Himmel Dika Teg on this world. Even on this world also, we have to think about what's doing in the Shemayim. The Torah came in HaShemayim. So now that it's brought down to Boretz, now we say, Loi b'HaShemayim hi. We have to learn the Torah in this world. But we still have to realize where our Makor, where it comes from, is in the Shemayim. Then Pasuk Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ya'aroiv kamoto likhi. Hey, my words should drop like rain. Tiza katalim rossi. My speech should flow like dew. Like small rain upon the sprouts, and like showers upon the grass. And like Rashi says, Yara kamota likhi means zui yo edus shetidu. This is the edus that I'm telling you right now. Shani yomer b'fnechem that Torah shenosati li Yisrael, the Torah that I gave to Klal Yisrael, shiichayim liyelam. That's always going to be in existence. The Torah. Just like the rain keeps the world in existence. In other words, we live because of the Torah. Some say more than that, that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo now that his word should go into us. Just like the rain goes into the Oretz and produces the food because of that, the same thing Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo now that his word should go into us, like rain goes into the ground and makes it grow. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted us to grow also. Klal Yisrael should grow. The way we grow is with Torah. The more Torah we have, the more we grow, the more greater we become. And not only will we live because of it, but we'll have a better life. Just like the more rain you have, the better the crop will be. Now the Chofetz Chaim says over here that Shemayim and Doritz, the Shemayim goes on Torah Shebeksav, and Doritz goes on Torah Shebapir. That's why it says, by motor, rain is something you could count, you could count the drops. That goes on Torah Shebeksav. We can count. We know how many mitzvahs we have. Everything is counted. Vashenkein Torah Shebapez, Ein Loi Soif, Ein Loi Gvul. That's like tau, like dew that comes down in HaShemayim. You can't count it. It's Ein Loi Misper. That's by Torah Shebapez. Vashenkein Torah Shebeksav is a Dove Mesuyim. That's Doi Metamoto that could be counted. And then he goes to explain how come, like the Chura, if Torah Shebapez has no Gvul, is so great, how come now people know Torah Shebapeh pretty good, But it comes to know Torah Shabbatzal, to know the real Pshat, know the Pesukim, even Chazal sometimes say they don't know the exact Pshat in the Pesukim. So it comes out that Torah Shabbatzal really is more hidden to us than Torah Shabbatzal. And it brings down that it says in Torah of Eliyahu like that, and it says, Tibbeilah Mazer is Nizgala Rak HaMor Shabbatzal Shabbatzal. In this world, the light of the Torah Shabbatzal was given to us. Avla Mo'or Shabbatzal Shabbatzal. But the light for the Torah Shabbatzal, Leinis Galit, wasn't uncovered to us yet. That's what we learned Torah Shabbatzal, the Torah Shabbatzal, we don't really understand everything in it. The Yizgala Moira Shal Torah Shabbatzal, Ola Imoifos Eliyo, Vavasa Bias Mashiach, the Kenum Hevi Menu Amen. That's what it says in the Torah of Eliyo. But the Mitzvah Shem with Eliyo Anovi, Yemoisa Mashiach, then we'll really understand Claude Pshotim in Torah Shabbatzal. Then the Chanami right now is the Zgala, the Aura of Torah Shabbatzal. That's why we work harder and understand more the Gemara of the Torah Shabbatzal. Then the Pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, Havagodel Elokeinu, I should give back greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from here, Chazal dash in two things. One thing Rashi brings down is that in the Beis Hamikdash, when we mention Hashem's name, it's supposed to answer back, Baruch Hashem Kvoi Mahusai, Acha Brocha Shev HaMikdash. Because when they say a Brocha in the Beis HaMikdash, it's HaVogelu Lakenu, we answer back, Baruch Hashem Kvoi. And that's from the Gemara in Yuma. Another Gemara in Brochas Dashnus from this Pasuk, that Omer Rav Yehuda, Minayin the Brochas HaTorah Lefuneh Min HaTorah, how do we know that before we go to learn Torah, there's a mitzvah essay to say Brichas HaTorah, to say the Brocham, Shinema Widash in this Pasuk. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Hava Goydel Elokeinu. When we say Hashem's name, we have to give back Goydel, we have to like make a Brocha to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the question is, how do we see from this Pasuk Brichas HaTorah, the song about Ki Shem Hashem Ekra? Like the Gemara Numa says, when we mention Hashem's name, in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to answer back a Shemach to say Baruch Shem. So how do we learn out from here Brichas HaTorah? And the pshat is really the Ramban says in the Akdama to Chumash that Kol HaTorah Kula Atzirufim of Shemus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all different ways of making up names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what the whole Torah is. Every single pasuk in the Torah is a way of just making up different combinations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So it comes out when the pasuk says Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when we mention Hashem's name, there's two ways to do it. True, one way is in the Beis HaMikdash we mention the Shem HaMeferish. We mention Hashem's name, His Zikah name. And when we do that, that's one mitzvah to give back Shvach. But another way to mention Hashem's name is by learning Torah, like Ramban says. By the fact we learn Torah, and the Torah is Hashem's names. The whole Torah is Tzirufim, putting different letters together to make different names of Hashem. So the pshat is, Kishem Hashem Ekrim, when we say out Hashem's name, when we say the Torah, it's over God, the Lord Kainu. There's the mitzvah sesay to make a brocha before we go to learn Torah. And the Ramban explains Taki and Sefer Mitzvahs that the mitzvah mitzvah is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To give shvach vaydor praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He chose us from all the other nations to give us the Torah. And the Chiru, that's the brocha that we say, Hashem Baruch HaBonim Mikolo Amin V'Nosalonu V'Sterosai Baruch HaTu Hashem Nosein HaTorah. That's what the Moran Brocha says, that's the Me'ula Sheba Brochas. And that's the pshat, that's the bracha, that's the midiraisa, because we're thanking and giving shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us at the Torah. Then the pasuk says, Ha'atzur, means the rock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is tomim, po'oloi, ki chol drocha of mishpat. His everything he's doing is perfect, and all his ways is judgment, ke'el emuna v'yei novel. Hashem is faithfulness, v'yei novel, doesn't do anything wrong. Tzadik v'yosheru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik and upright. And Rashi explains that afal pi shuchozek kishemei b'peronius aloivrei ritzonoi, even though Hashem is strong when He gives the punishments to the people that do the averis, but loy b'shetef u'mevi kim b'din. He doesn't just let it out on them b'shetef in abundance, but only to exactly what they deserve afi din. Ki tomim po'oloi. Then Kel Amuna means L'shalom L'tzadikim Tzidkosim L'olam Habo. The Tzadikim will receive their reward. If they don't receive it in this world, they'll receive it in L'olam Habo. V'yaf Api Shema'achar Es Tagmulam. Even though Hashem waits a little bit, He doesn't give them back their good in this world. Hashem has His reasons. But Soifar La'amin Es Dvarov will come at the end, Hashem will be Ma'amin, the truth will come out. The Tzadikim, they will get the Schar Ne'elam Abo. V'yeinovel, what does that mean, Rashi says? Aplu Rishoyim, Mishalim Schar Tzadkosom Be'elam Azeh. Even the Rishoyim get paid back the reward for what they did good in this world. Then Tzadik V'yosheru, Rashi says, Ha'koyim Matzdikim Aleim Es Dinoi. Everybody will agree to the din, to the judgment that Hashem does. The kach ro'u v'yoshel hem. Everybody will agree we deserve it, and that's what we should get. Mipi abriyos v'yosheru v'royel adikon. Everybody will agree that people in this world, even the rishoyim, the goyim, will agree that the judgment of Hashem is tzadik v'yosheru. In the sefer koich v'yor, he wants to explain this pasuk. That what does it mean that keil amuna v'yein ovel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Keil Amun, everything he does is with Amunah, with faithfulness. V'yein Ovel, he has no iniquity. Question is, Pshita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any Ovel. Why does the Pasuk have to say it? So he explains like this, when it comes to judgment, for every chet a person does, there are different degrees how big the chet was. And upon the degree how bad it was, that's how much of a punishment you deserve. So every punishment you get really depends upon how great the Aver was. Which you need a very big scale, a perfect scale to weigh out to make sure you don't get too much punishment or too less. So only HaKadosh Baruch Himself, Yedei Olamos, He can do this. That's what means Keil Amun V'yein Ovel. When Hashem gives the punishment, His scale is a perfect scale, He doesn't give a drop more or a drop less. And that's what Rashi brings down, that L'Osed Lovoi, even Rishoyim, will be Matztek Alei Mesadin. L'Osed Lovoi, Rishoyim will realize what an Aver is. They'll realize how great it was. And they'll realize how great the oinish is, the punishment is. And they'll see that mamash kechut hasara, for the exact amount of an avera they did, that's the exact amount of a punishment they'll get back. That's called keil amuna v'yein ovel. The next pasuk, shicheis loy loy, like corruption is not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather bonov mumam, it's the children that did it. Dor ike shufasaltoi, there's a door that's crooked, a crooked door. They're not given back the right way they're supposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk says, how Hashem tigmu zois to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they act like this. Am novo v'loi chochem. These are people that are not wise. Halo hu avicho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. Konechu uoscha v'choinenecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one that established us. And like Rashi says, v'loi chochem means you're not smart, means to know what's going to come, what's going to be the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to make it good if we do mitzvahs, and if not, to make it bad. And Zachor Yomai Salem, look at what happened to the generations before. Ask your father, Zakenim, they'll tell you. So Rashi brings down two pshatim here. First of all, Zachor Yomai Salem means look back at history, what happened to the generations before. That their enoish, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu put upon them the Meokinus, and their Hamabo that it destroyed them. And second Pshat Rashi says, if you don't look back at the future, at the past, look at the future. It means Lahakel Habo, look at what's going to be. Sheyesh Biyodu Lahetab Lachem Lahamkel Lachem Yemaisa Mashiach Ve'Elam Habo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power, if we're good, to give us Elam Habo. And Shalavicha means Elam Hanavim, Shenikro Ovitz, Shunashinem Abel Yohu. Ovi Rechav Yisrael, and the Kenecha El Rachachomim, V'yoyim Melechoh HaRishonis. And on this pasuk of Shalom Avicha V'yagetchos Kenecha V'yoyim Melech, Chazal Dash in the Gemara in Shabbos, that Mikamu will make a bracha, we could say on a bracha Samitzvah, we could say V'tzivonu, but this pasuk Shalom Avicha V'yagetchos, the Rabbonin have the right to tell us to do mitzvahs. So therefore we could do say V'tzivonu, as if to say we're commanded from the others of Tzvus HaTorah to do these mitzvahs. Then it starts off, Ahanchel Elyon Goyim Ba'afrida B'nai Yodim. Like we said before, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, this is the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first separated Klai Yisroel from the rest of the nations, Yatzel Gvul Asamim L'mispa B'nai Yisroel. And then, Tichelek Hashem Amoy Yaakov Chev Nachlosoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose us from all the other nations to give us the Torah. And then Yimtzeiu Bieretz Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us through the desert. Uvesoyu Yilel Yeshimon Yisavivenu Yivonenenu Yitzrenu Kishinenoi. All the chesed that Hashem did to us throughout the 40 years in the Midbar to protect us. Kinesha Yorkino Yagozu Yirachif. Hashem protected us. Yifresh Khinovin Kakhay Yusela Rosai. Hashem Bodod Yankhenu Vianimoik El Kel Nechor. And like Rashi says, Hashem Bodod Yankhenu means Niagom Ba Midbar Bodod of Eta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu led us through the Midbar. We were for sure. We had no worries. Lohoya Koyach Biechum Kol Elohei Hagoyim Laros Koychil Lochim Imohim. None of the Goyim could start up with us during the Midbar. So it's all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. We have to remember what Hashem did. And then, Yakiveiwa Bomisei Oretz, Vayoichal Tenu Vaisodoi, means we came into the Bomisei Oretz, the highlands, Rashi says, Hashem Sheret Yisrael, is Gevoyim Mikol Arotzis. That after the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into Eretz Yisrael, which was a land of Vayoichal Tavuna to new voice the sodai. Rashi says, Elu Peres Eretz Yisrael. These are good fruits in Eretz Yisrael. And then, Vayinakeyu Dvash Misela. We'll have honey coming out from the cello, like Rashi brings down the story. Veshemen Mechalomish Atzur. And oil will come out from the rocks. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, the Peres that grow there are tremendous, very good. Like the next post, Chemas Bokar. Then the Pasuk says, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivot. We always have to be careful when we have too much good, we just eat it, and Vayivot. We rebel against Hashem. Shomanto Oviso Kosiso. We became fat. Vayitosh Eloi Kai. We forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu also that made us. Vayana Beltsu Yishu Osoi. And then, Yakniyuhu Bezorim Vaseyevas Yachisu. The Klai Yisro did Chatoyim later on. And because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to throw us out of Eretz Yisrael. But we had to go into Golis because of this. But the Pasuk starts off, why is this? Because Vayishman Yishurun Vayivot. We have to always be careful when we have too much Olam Hazeh, too much Hanor, too much enjoyment. Sometimes from the enjoyment we forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are boyit, and we always think, Koichi V'yatzim Yodei, it all happened because of me. We forget Hashem, and we go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is like warning Klai Yisrael now. To realize, even though that Hashem is going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael, and everything's going to be kol tuv, everything's going to be good there. But you have to use out the toiv, the good, to be oved Hashem. To realize that we spoke about the Pashim before, and Kisavah, the Yin of Bikurim. To realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be makir toiv, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more toiv we'll have. But if we just take all the good for ourselves and forget about Hashem, from that will come to be golus, will be destroyed, go out of Eretz Yisrael. And I once heard over from Ramosha Feinstein Shlitam, he once said over, like, this door, our generation today, if you look back to all the history of Klai Yisrael, they come out, there wasn't another generation that it was so easy to sit and learn Torah. Come out, having it here, perhaps here in America, we have no problems from the government, people can afford it, they have panosa, you have everything you need, you have all the luxuries of life. Mama should sit down to learn now for Yeshiva Bacha, for Bacha, for people in Kailul. It's very easy to learn. Whereas in the Duras before, it was always hard. The government, they had poverty then. It was very hard to sit and learn then. So he asked, how come from the generations before, we see many Gedolim, great Gedolim came out? Mashenkin now, in our Dura, we don't find so many great Gedolim coming out. Like, how come? If it's so much easier to learn today, how come we don't have more Gedolim, greater Gedolim than the Dura before? They wanted to say that the pshat is because there's too much olam hazeh. We have too much enjoyment from this world. Like the American slogan is, enjoy life. Everything is just enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. And if you have too much enjoyment, it takes you away from learning. And all this will stop the yeshiva bachur from learning, to steigen us in learning. So that's what these psukim are telling us now. We have to be careful, even though in Eretz Yisrael it's a very good time, everything will be good there. But you have to only take it, amanas, to do avodas Hashem. And not to take it to yourself, to take you away from doing the mitzvahs. And say there, pasuk after pasuk, that's what this Avinu is talking about now, to tell in Klai Yisrael that if you're going to do bad, if you're going to do the Averis, it's just going to have punishment because of that. And at the end, the pasuk Lamateset says that, Ru'u, you should see, Ato now, Ki ani anihu, like I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yene Elokim Imodi, there's nobody else with me, Ani Omus, I am the one to kill va'achye, and I am the one to keep alive. Mochatzti, I like strike, vani erpa, and I heal. V'yein miyodi matzil, nobody could save us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashi brings down, ruato means that havinu min ha'pronis. we should realize and understand from all the punishment, Shevi Aleichem, that Vein Lechem Moshiach, there's nobody to protect us. Nobody can protect you, nobody can stop me. Everything is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Then at the end, after Shvi, after Moshe finished writing the Shira, it says, V'yachal Moshe l'davris kol advor meila kol Yisrael. V'yomer aleihem, Moshe said to them, Simu levavchem, put your hearts to this. L'chol advorim asher anoichi meid v'chem ayoim. Everything that I am testifying to you today. You should listen to this Torah. There's nothing in vain here. But rather, this is your life. And with this thing, you'll have a long life. All right, turn over. So Rashi explains that the pasuk says, "Vayomer aleihem simu levavchem lechol advarim." You should put your hearts to all these words. Means that when you go to learn Torah, you have to put your heart, all your mind into it. Rashi says, "Sarachodim shi'ena v'liboy v'ozna mechavarim l'divrei Torah." You have to have your eyes, your heart, your ears, everything listening to learn Torah. Can't just let it go in one ear. You have to put all the concentration you have into learning Torah to realize that Torah needs Sarachim. Then it says, Kiloi Dover Reku Michem, there's nothing empty here. The Chazal Dashin, that any word in Torah, there's plenty drushes to it, it's just as important as another word in the Torah. There's nothing empty in the Torah, everything has the same much Kedusha. Rashi learns Pshat here, that Loi Lechina Mati Migeimbo, don't think you're working the Torah, you're Yegeya, you're working hard for nothing. Rather, ki har beis char toli bo, you should know you can have a lot of reward from learning Torah. And ki hu chayechem, because this is your life. Learning Torah is going to keep you alive. And really, like the Chofetz Chaim explains, we say, Amal, when you finish learning, that we say, moedim an alufanechom, that heima melim v'yonu amelim. Heima melim v'mekavlim schar v'yon, heima melim v'yein mekavlim schar v'yonu amelim u'mekavlim schar. We talk about that the people that don't learn Torah, they just go to work, they labor, they work hard, and they don't receive reward for it. And we work hard and we do receive reward for it. So the Chofetz Chaim asked, what do you mean, hey ma melim, v'yei mekalim schar? What do you mean they work hard and they don't receive reward? They also receive reward. If a person builds a chair, he receives reward, so he'll sell it, he gets money for it. If you build something, you make something, whatever you work and make, you can sell, you get money for it. So what's the lashon of hey ma melim? They work the ainim mekablim schar. They don't receive reward. And he said like this: that for the amelus, for the working alone, they don't receive. But let's say he goes to make a chair, and he doesn't come out. The chair flops. The chair is not a good chair. He gets nothing from it. All the work and effort he put into it, if it doesn't come out to be a good chair, it's not worth anything. My shame came by learning Torah. It's not that way. For any little yigiyah, any time you put into learning, even though you didn't come out with the right shot, you asked questions, you thought you knew it, you tried to learn, you tried to understand, and at the end of the hour, at the end of the shiur, you didn't come out, you still didn't understand it. But as long as you worked, you tried for the amelis, for the time, for the effort you put into learning, for that alone we receive reward, even if nothing comes out of it. That's called l'gav reikum mikem. There's nothing empty in learning Torah. No matter how much time and effort you put into it, even if you didn't come out with anything, still for the yigiyah that you put into learning Torah, you get tremendous amount of reward. Then the pasuk after Maftis says, "Yedavru Hashem Moshe b'etzem ayoyim ezel emur." Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe b'etzem ayoyim ezel, in this day itself. So Rashi brings down, what does it mean b'etzem ayoyim ezel? Rashi says, "B'shloishim mekaymus nema b'etzem ayoyim ezel." In three different places in the Torah, it says the word b'etzem ayoyim ezel. Nema b'noyach b'noyach, it says b'etzem ayoyim ezel. And Rashi explains that the Fishoya b'nei Doru Yomim b'kach v'kach imonu magishim boy enonu manichu mois l'konas v'teva. The whole generation said, Noyach, if we see the marble really coming down, we'll even stop you from going into the teva. For lo yod, no, we'll take it away and we'll take our hatches and break down the teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Harei ne machnisa b'chate yoyim. I'll let you Noach go into the Teva in the middle of the day. Whoever thinks he could stop you, let me see him come stop you. That's why it says that Noach went into the Teva b'yetzem miyoyim hazeh. Secondly, Rashi says the Mitzrayim nema b'yetzem miyoyim hazeh hoitzi Hashem. B'yetzem in the middle of this day, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Rashi explains the fishoyim Mitzrayim oimrim v'kach v'kach. If we see you going out of Mitzrayim, we'll stop you. We'll take our swords and go to kill you. That's what the Mitzrayim said. So Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hareinu Moitziin v'chatzi Yoyim, I'll take Klayis out of Mitzrayim in half of the day. Whoever thinks he can stop us, let's see. Rashi explains that Av Khan, same thing here, b'misosol shemoisha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was telling Moshe to go up to the Har, ho'evorim, and over there, alei al Har, ho'evorim azel, Har Nevoi, asher beretz Moav, that this is the place where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be made. So, Rashi says, Av Khan, b'misosol shemoisha, ne'ma b'yetzim yoyim azel, in the middle of the day. If he show you, Yisrael Omrim, Kla Yisrael was saying, v'kach, v'kach, if we're going to see that Moshe Rabbeinu is about to die, is ain onu manichin oisai, we are not going to let him die. We're going to say, Adam Shaitianu Mitzrayim, the person that took us out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koralonu Esayom, he split the Yamsuf. Voirid Lonu Esamon, because him we had the Mon. Vegas Lonu Esashlov, he brought the Shlov. Velu Lonu Esaber, he brought the water. Vinosan Lonu Esatera. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave us the Torah. As Klal Yisrael said, "Ein onu manichinoi," so we're not going to let Moshe Rabbeinu go. As Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Hareinu machnisei b'chatzi yoyim," I'm going to take him away from you, mamish, in the middle of the day. This is the lashon of a sifri. So Reb Chaim Shalevit Tzal used to ask, like, what's the pshat here? Pishleima by Noach and by Mitzrayim, the Dor said we're going to stop you physically. Noach, we're going to break down your teva. We're not going to let you go in. The Mitzrayim said to Klal Yisrael, we'll kill you. We're not going to let you go out of Mitzrayim. We'll stop you physically from going out. But here, if Moshe Rabbeinu is about to die, what can Klal Yisrael do to stop Moshe Rabbeinu from dying? What's the pshat in the Sifri that says that Klal Yisrael said, if we'll see Moshe Rabbeinu about to die, we'll stop him. We're not going to let you go. How does Klal Yisrael have this koyach? So from here, Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz learned out that the pshat is that the more a person is needed in this world, the more people need you, that's the schus to live. And if Klal Yisrael said, we need you so much, we yamaka, we realize what you did for us, we can't let you go, we need you to continue Klal Yisrael, that the Metzias Klal Yisrael needs you, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Metzias, that's the Teva, that Moshe can't leave the world. That's also going to keep Moshe Rabbeinu in the world. Now, Ad Kedei Kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, that B'etzem Hayoyim Mizah, I'm going to do an eighth. I'm going to do something shlo l'fi ha-teva. According to Teva, if Klal Yisrael needs you, if you're needed in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take you away. But unless happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu mamish, b'yetzem ha-yayim ezeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu away, v'derech ha-neis. And this is the way Reb Chaim used to be masbil the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Rav Kuf Aleph said, that Tana Rabbonin, ki shechol Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer got sick, is nichmesu arba zekeinu levakroi. Four zekeinim is four talmidim came to be mevaka chayla. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, Rabbi Akiva. Is nena Rabbi Tarfon, first Rabbi Tarfon said, V'yomar, toivato liyisrael mitipa shagashamin. You should know you are Rabbi Elazar, you're better for the world than the rain. Shatipa shagashamin v'olam hazeh. The rain comes down to keep this world in existence. For Rabbi v'olam hazeh v'olam habo, You give us a derech. You teach us how to go through this life. And the olam habo. Then the Rabbi Yeshua said, "V'yomar, toivato liyisrael yoisim migalgal chama. You're better for this world. You're better for Klal Yisrael more than the sun. Shagilgal chama v'olam hazeh. Rabbi v'olam hazeh. V'olam habo. The sun only helps this world, but you help us in both worlds. Then the Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah v'yomar, toivato liyisrael yoisim miyavayim. You're better for Klal Yisrael more than a father and a mother." Sha'avein b'olam hazeh, the father and the mother brought them into this world. Rabbi b'olam hazeh, u'b'olam habo. So B'chaim asked, like, how come the Talmidim is very nice? How come they had to give the Shvach his praise to the Rebbe right now b'shas he was sick? Like it says, he was very sick, he was a mechayla. So who he come to him like a mechayla? They should daven to Hashem to save him. Vasefas, how come Punkte came to give Bishvachos his praises about the Rebbe? How is that going to make the Rebbe get healed, get better? And they learned the pshat is, these Shvachim was really a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please heal our Rebbe. You can't take our Rebbe, Rebbe Lez away from us. We need him. And the more you need somebody, the more the world needs you. That's a tefillah to Hashem, that Hashem should keep him here and not take him away. Now really also, in the pasuk before that we said, at the end of the shir it says, V'yomer aleihem simu levavchem. You should put your heart l'chol ha'dvor m'asher anoichi meid b'chem ayoyim. To all these things that I said, Edith, that I told you about today. Like we said before, that the psukim before in Vayelech talk about this pasha hazinu, this shira, that this really is the ikra of the whole Torah. This is the ikra of kol ha'Torah kula. That's why, like we said before, when the Torah gives the mitzvah to write the whole sefer Torah, it says, kisfu l'chem es ha'shira hazois. You should write down this shira, the shira of hazinu. That I should be befiyim in our mouths, we should be ruggled to learn it. And the pshat is that the Shira teaches us the whole yisoid of Ashgach of this world, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. And every single thing that happens on this world is only because Hashem wants it, and it all depends upon how Klal Yisrael does the mitzvahs. If we do the mitzvahs, it'll be good. And if we don't do the mitzvahs, it'll be bad. And if Chas V'Shalom things bad happen, we can't be angry at Hashem and have kindness in Hashem, but be mekablet and realize there's a reason why it's happening. And it's only for our good. And at the end of the Shira, Moshe Rabbeinu says again, you should know that that I'm telling you right now to think into this, that our life is totally in the limit of the Torah. And the Pasuk says, put your heart, like Chazal always says, Rachmona liba boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to do mitzvahs with his heart. Not just to do them because we're taught to, we're rogel b'kach, but Rachmona liba boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your heart. Simu levavchem, put your heart to do the mitzvahs, to realize that this is chayenu, this is our life, and this is what can keep us going. And like it says here by Moshe Rabbeinu at the end, Klal Yisrael realized that we needed Moshe Rabbeinu to keep the ruchnias, to keep us being mekayim the Torah. For that, Moshe can't go. Because that's the Chaim, and that's the Chaim of the whole world. In other words, the world needed Moshe Rabbeinu. As we once spoke out, that the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was called the Neshama of whole Klal Yisrael. There were first three Ovis. The Ovis had a Madrega, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They were Yechidim. They were private, the person of Avram, of Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They were Milas of Ovis. Nobody else came to their Milas, as Yechidim. Mashenke, Moshe Rabbeinu had a different Mila. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one that brought down Torah from Shemayim to Klal Yisrael. He was the one that was miyachad the whole Klal Yisrael. His avoid of his whole life was a Torah of the whole Klal Yisrael. He was like the neshama that was kelel called Klal Yisrael. Like we're seeing here, mamish, the last day of his life, Zayin Adar, how much he did in one day. Which is mamish, only through Nisim. That we have, we said before, he wrote down the Pasha of Nitzavim, Atta Nitzavim Hayoyim, the Pasha of Vayelech, the Pasha of Hazinu, the Pasha of Zeis Avrocha. All this he was going mamish to tell Klal Yisrael Musar, his last day of the life, to be careful to Rekai and to keep the Torah. Hu Adin, we had the Medrash before, said that he wrote 13 different Sifrei Torah, his last day of his life. What was the purpose? To give it to Klal Yisrael, every person, and it was master them. He told every single person exactly the mitzvahs. What's Nagei to the men, he told the men. What's Nagei to the ladies, he told the ladies. His Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole life, was the tachlis was for Klal Yisrael, to keep Klal Yisrael alive. And when he left now, he was given over the yisoid of the chiyas of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. Ki lo yedav areikum michem ki yuchayechem. And that's why his last things he did was he wrote 13 different sefer Torahs to give out to every single shevet a different sefer Torah. And simu b'vavchem, to put your heart to really understand that this is our chayim. Maisa now is standing before Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Hashanah, we know the Gemara says that Gimel Svarim Neftochim. And Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu opens up three Svarim. He has the Sefer Shel Tzadikim, that he writes right away L'Chaim Tovim. He has the Sefer Shel Rishoyim, that has Zoich Rachamonis Tamisa. Then he has the Sefer Shel Beinanim. And the Beinanim are Tzluim V'yoimdim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If we do Tshuva, we'll be Zoicher. If not, not. Exactly what the Gemara means by Shlesha Svarim Neftochu is a big machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learn that it means bedin. In other words, the question is that we see a lot of tzaddikim that they die throughout the year. We see a lot of Rishoyim that live throughout the year. So the question is, how could the Gemara say that Rosh Hashanah Kodesh Baruch Hu puts the Rishoyim for Gzad Din Lamisa right away, and the Tzadikim get a Gzad Din to live throughout that year? Aye, we say not like that. So the Ramban learns that the Gemara means to say Bedin. In other words, it's a Midav Din, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And as judgment, even though you're a tzaddik, you have more mitzvahs, but it could be mitzvah judgment, now is the time this year you have to go. This is the time that you have to have your misa. For this judgment, you're not called a tzaddik, you're called a rasha. Shem has his ways why he does it. Even though it could be maybe the guy's a rasha, still bedin, this year Hashem still wants you to live. He has a reason why he wants you to live through this year. So bedin right now, you're called like a tzaddik this year, and that's why yizrech had to be written down with the Sefer HaChaim on Rosh Hashanah. And then you have the Beinanim that are not zikha one way or the other way. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us 10 days that we're waiting period to do tshuva. If we do tshuva, we'll be zikha for chayim. And if not, not. Adma first, a little bit differently, Tosfos is mashma that these gimel svarim is le'olam haba. That's the way the Gru also learns like that. That in Rosh Hashanah, really, for the din of olam hazeh, there's no ksiva at all in Rosh Hashanah. He writes, there's no ksiva. That the three svarim are opened up in Rosh Hashanah, that's written down in Rosh Hashanah, he learns that's only the din le'olam haba. Hashem gives us a judgment right now. Are you a ben olam haba? Are you zeichet to olam haba or not? So tzaddikim are written down right now, the zeichet le'olam haba. Rishoyim are written down, they're not zeichet le'olam haba. That's what's written down in Rosh Hashanah. But the actual judgment of the person, if you live through this year or not, the ksiv does not join Rosh Hashanah. That's the way Tosfos and the Gru learns. And that's why the Gru'a takehel l'alochom that in Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't say l'shona toiva tikasei v'sei chosein. You shouldn't say the word v'sei chosein. Because he learned that on this world, v'olam hazeh, there's no chasim at all on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody is only written down and judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the chasim for everybody is on Yom Kippur. Is that what the Gemara says, that a tzaddik is nechtam on Rosh Hashanah? That means whether he's zeichel l'olam haba or not. But for the din, if you live through this world or not, if you live through this year or not, there the ksiva, Hashem only judges you, writes down in Rosh Hashanah, but the ksiva for everybody is on Yom Kippur. And according to the Gru, it's a little answer to Pnei Yeshua's kasha, that the Pnei Yeshua asks, that why in Rosh Hashanah are three svarim open? Like, why does Hashem have to open up the Sefer Shel Beinanim? It's the Beinanim portion, it says that Tluyim V'yomdim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If they do tshuva, then they'll be zeicher. If not, not. But everything for Beinoni is telling Yom Kippur. So why does Hashem open up the sefer in Rosh Hashanah? Like he says, Bishleim with the tzaddikim, Hashem signs down right now in Rosh Hashanah, they'll be zeicher l'chaim. Rishoyim are signed down right now on Rosh Hashanah, they'll be zeicher l'misa. So Beinonim, though, since they're not signed down on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, why the Father does Hashem open it up? So, according to the Gru, it's very good. That really what the Gemara says, that nechtam, that goes on din of olam haba. Mashenken, the din of olam hazeh nechnami, doesn't have the lashon of Gemara, that three svarim are opened up, but after Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu, judges everybody equally, what will be zeicha for. But the chsima, when is the chsima, when is Hashem sign anything? The chsima is only done on Yom Kippur for everybody. But the union of the three svarim opened up, that doesn't have to do with the din of olam hazeh, or the din of olam haba. But according to the other pshat, according to Ramban's pshat, that even for the din of olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs it for the tzaddikim and Rosh Hashanah, and for the Rishayim and Rosh Hashanah. So then when the Gemara says, Gimel Svarim, three Svarim opened up, it goes, Mamash for the din of olam hazeh, so then the Khuri have the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, why does Hashem have to open up the din of the Beinonim? Which on this, I once forgot, the B'chaim Shalevitz learns, said over from his Rebbe, that the pshat is, by a Beinoni, he also has the Gzad Din in Rosh Hashanah. And even a Beinoni, Rachman Lutzlan, has the Gzad Din Lamisa. Like as Rebbe used to ask, it says in Lashon Gemara, that Beinonim are Tluyim V'yomdim Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippur. They're hanging and they're standing for Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippur. So the Rebbe used to ask, Tluyim means the hanging. If a person is hanging, how could it be Yomdim you're standing? And if a person is an Yomdim you're standing, how could you be hanging? You can't do both at the same time. And as Rebbe used to learn that the pshat is that really a person is hanging. On Rosh Hashanah they put Rachman Aslan like a rope around your neck. Just they put a stool underneath your feet, you're also standing. They give you a chance to do tshuva. If you do tshuva during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, they cut the rope. And if not, the other way. So he said, as Rebbe used to learn that the pshat is there is a gzar din on Rosh Hashanah, even for Beinonim. And as a Tzad Hara, just you have the power, the Kerech of these 10 days to do tshuva, you could rip the rope. But I call upon him, there is a din on Rosh Hashanah for Chaim, if we'll be Zeicher for Chaim, and exactly what Chaim means, we spoke about, is about the Tfilah, and we say, Zachreinu l'chaim, l'mancho l'kim chaim. We're asking Hashem for life, to live in order to do the way Hashem wants us to live. We want to have chaim to do mitzvahs. Like we just got from the saying at the end of this Pasha Vazinu, that Kihu chayechem, that the Torah is our chaim. What does that mean? Yerov kamot alitchi, tizla katal, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Torah to go into us like water, like dew. There is the water, the Torah is what makes us grow. Our chaim should be a chaim shel Torah. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah to give us life. L'man chulakim chaim. We want to be able to learn Torah to do the mitzvahs. We want to have a life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should like. That's the chaim we're asking for in Rosh Hashanah. So melo simu b'vavchem. You have to put it to our heart to realize what the real chaim is. Now this Shabbos is also called Shabbos Shuva. And we say, for the Haftarah we say, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem l'kecha. The Navi starts off to tell him, Klai Yisrael, do tshuva. Shuva doesn't say tshuva, but rather tshuva, return. Like we always say, when you do an Avera, it puts you away from Hashem. It's merachet, it makes you a richot, far away from Hashem. First thing you have to do is, Shuva Yisrael, come back to Hashem. And how far back? Ad Hashem l'kecha. And it says, Ki koshalta b'avonecha, because you did Averas. Because the Averas you were thrown away. Now it says, Shuva Yisrael. And then it says a second time, the next pasuk, Chui Mochem Dvorim, take with you Dvorim, Vishuvu El Hashem. And the second time it says, return to Hashem. And Mimre Lov, Kotisiov, Mkartov, Neshal, Maparmas Vasenu. But the question is, why does it say like two times? It starts off saying, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lakecha. Then it says a second time, Chui Mochem Dvorim, Vishuvu El Hashem. So the Malbim learns that the Pshat is, there are two types of Shuvas. The first Shuva is Machmas Yira. You did an Avera, you're afraid you'll get a punishment, so you do Shuva. That's the Rashis. The beginning is to have Yira Hashem. Machmas Yira. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha. Why? Because you did Averas. And like we just learned, O Pasha Vazinu, the Pasha before of the Klolis, that if you do Averas, you get an Einish for it. So if you're afraid of the Einish, you're afraid of the punishment, you have Yira Shemayim, that's the first Shuva Yisrael. Come back, repent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it says, if you do Shuvah once, if you become close a little bit to Hashem, if you stop doing the Averis, that a second time, Chui Mochim Devorim, that means take in Yonim that you want to talk about, the Schus HaTorah, Ma'isim Tovim, V'Shuvah El Hashem, and return to Hashem a second time, the Malbim learns that means HaTshuvah Mi'Ava, it means you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like after you take away the Averis, you do Shuvah Mi'Ira, you take away the Ra, now you start to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more close you are, the more ava, the more love you have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Boshek Chui Mochim Dvorim. Take Dvorim. What does Dvorim mean? Take the Torah. That through now, when you did Shuva once, you came close to Hashem, start to learn Torah. Veshuva El Hashem. And through learning Torah, will only bring you back closer to Hashem. Will make you now do Shuva Me'ava. Machmas, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, we said every day in Shemon Esrei, three times a day, that the Bracha of Shuva. What's our right to b'shuva? How do we start off? We say like this. The first thing we say is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father, please bring us back to the Torah. Then we say V'Karveinu Machen L'Avodasecha. Be Mekarvas, make us close to our King to do your Avodah. And then we say V'Achaziveinu B'shuva Shleima L'Vnecha. Hashem, bring us back to Shuva Shleima. Shuva Shleima means 100% Shuva, which is that Shuva Me'Yava. That Shuva Me'Yava, the Gemara says, it changes over our Averis, not only into Shkogos, but into Schuyas. That the Averis we did now changed over and become a Schus for us. We receive reward for the Averis that we once did. That you do Shuva Me'Yava, it changes over the Averis into Schuyas. Now, how do we get to do Shuva Shleima? That's only like it starts off, Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha. The first thing we have to do is come back to the Torah. We have to start to learn Torah. Then through learning Torah, that's doing the Avodah. That's Korveinu Makenu Avodah Secho. Like it's Lumar Damanas Lasois. We learn the Torah in order to know how to do the mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs, to do Avodah Hashem. And when we do the Avodah, then it's possible to come back like a second time. Then we can be Zoicha to do Tshuva Shleima. Which Tshuva Shleima means Me'ava from the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Me'ava Hashem will manage change over the Averis we did into Schuyas. That's our right sibah to tshuva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva. Like we always say, Hashem doesn't want the mois tamei, the mois harasha. Hashem doesn't want us to die. Like we say, Klo yechpat the mois tamei, kiyem b'shuvay. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. So that's what the Novi is also saying here. That tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem lakecha. Rashi's call is we have to stop doing the averis to do tshuva, come back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because shalta b'vadecha, because we did averis means it makes a mishal. It takes us away from Hashem. Could be not only from the Yiras Hashem, it means because of the Einish, the punishment we'll get. But in the Metzias, it means because Shalta B'Venecha means the Averis we did took us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing, Yeshuva, come back and stop doing the Averis in order to take away the Mishal that we have. And then, Chui Mochim Devorim, take with you the Torah, the doing the mitzvahs, doing the Meyava, the Shuva Al Hashem, and then you'll be able to do Shuva a second time, Meyava, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be dovek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's like we said at the beginning of this parasha of Hazinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Shemayim, Hazinu HaShemayim V'yad HaBeiro, V'sishmar Etzim Refi. And Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Shemayim, Chazal say, because Moshe Rabbeinu was close to the Shemayim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one that was Meirit Torah to Klal Yisrael. He brought down the Torah from Shemayim to Klal Yisrael. He was Miyachad, he put together the Shemayim Horat. In other words, Moshe, even though he lived on this world, he was Dovik in Shemayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Shemayim Voretz. And that's by Avas Hashem, coming to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also by being Dovik in Shemayim. And like another pshat, the Sefri says, on Hazinu HaShemayim, that Tanya, Lo Mohayid Moshe B'Yisrael Et HaShemayim Voretz. How come Moshe Rabbeinu warned Klal Yisrael with the Shemayim Voretz? He's Omalehem. Moshe told them, Histaklu b'shemayim v'oretz. Look at the shemayim and the oretz. Shafa pishle nasu lo l'schava l'hefzid. They don't get reward if they do mitzvahs. They don't lose if not. Still a mishanim es midosim. They don't change from their teva. The sun always comes up. The ground always gives off its produce. Is atem you Klal Yisrael. Shem zechisem atem mekavim schar. If you zoicha, you receive a lot of reward. V'yim chatosem atem mekavim peronius. And if you do averis, you'll receive punishment. Is there no din shloi tishtano es midaschem? Isn't it for sure you should not change your teva? In other words, the teva of a Jew, the atmish of the Jew is to do mitzvahs, is to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what our neshama is. Our neshama is a chalak, like the Rabbeinu Bachaya started off, that the neshama comes min Hashemayim. Our goof comes min Oretz. But our neshama wants to do toiv, wants to do mitzvahs, because it came from Shemayim. That's where it started out from. That's the teva of a person. So the Moshe Rabbeinu was warning us that your teva is to do toiv, look at the Shemayim Voretz. They never change, they never go the opposite the way they're supposed to. Is it what in Klal Yisrael? But yes, we have tremendously gain. If we do the mitzvahs, we do the way we're supposed to do it, we'll have a tremendous schar from it. So lack of kama v'kama, we have to keep on doing the mitzvahs the way we are supposed to. All right, we'll stop here.